This is TWiT.
The CIA, not the NSA, the CIA, has been trying to break Apple security for years, according to an investigative piece on the Intercept website. The agency reportedly hired researchers to conduct a multi-year sustained effort, as the publication called it, to crack the security keys used to encrypt data on Apple iPhones and iPads. The report is based on top-secret documents obtained by the Intercept. Now, Joe, this is a little surprising to me simply because this sounds like the NSA's wheelhouse, not the CIA's. This is
right. Security. Who's in charge here?
Exactly.
Who's really in charge here in the government? You know, and it comes, what, maybe a couple weeks after that Yahoo chief security officer confronted the NSA over all the requests for backdoors and things of that nature. So it's interesting. You got the NSA pushing Silicon Valley to put backdoors and everything. Now you got the CIA, you know, trying to climb in through basement windows and front doors. If I'm the CEO of a tech company in Silicon Valley right now, I don't know how I'm dealing with Washington at this point.
And it's surprising, I think, if they don't know about these things, which I think that we'll find that they'll claim that they don't and didn't know. I mean, this has been happening since a year before the iPhone launched in 2007. And what the CIA has been doing is having an annual meeting. This is where these documents come from, called the Jamboree, where they sort of go to a secret location and have conversations about their progress on cracking Apple security and other security things as well, but mostly Apple security. And of course, this is a moving target. Apple's always upgrading its security. And so I'm sure that's why it's been a sustained effort. But this conference was sponsored by the CIA's Information Operations Center, which, by the way, conducts covert cyber attacks. So this isn't really about this might not be about surveillance per se. This might be about taking action, direct action, against people who theoretically would be using Apple devices. And one of the alarming things about this is that they created a modified version of Apple's Xcode. And when you create an app with this fake version of Xcode, it builds backdoors into any of the apps you create. And then those backdoors enable the theft of passwords and the harvesting of messages and all the things that they want to do. So that's really an astonishing thing. What we don't know is who's been using the fake version of Xcode, how many apps have been compromised, and so on. We really don't know the outcome of this ongoing project. All we know is that they've had meetings about it. They've been talking about it. They've been, again, bragging about it. So much of this information has been a lot of bragging public, presentations internally. But still, this is a bit of a shocker. And it comes after a long, long list of somewhat similar type things. Of course, on Security Now, Steve Gibson's always talking about how great Apple encryption is for things like iMessages and so on. And again, we don't know if that is great enough or not great enough to keep the CIA out.
Yeah, you know, Mike, the other thing with this is think, let's fast forward 5 years. Say the Apple Watch, for instance, does succeed and it becomes widely deployed. It's got all these sensors on it. It's got all these software development kits, whether it's WatchKit or now the research kit that is mainly for iPhone but may extend out to watches. It's got HealthKit. Surely the CIA is looking at all these software development platforms and looking at the watch as a sensor network that's going to be worldwide. They're going to go there next. I mean, it's just so obvious in terms of how this could unfold, but I wonder, is there anything Apple can possibly do to prevent it?
It's a good question, and it's not just Apple. Lots of smart devices have heart rate sensors. You can imagine all kinds of crazy stuff. Like you could apply the real-time heart rate of someone who's going through certain things like airport security or talking to someone. It almost becomes a lie detector, or algorithms could be applied theoretically to detect when somebody is stressed in such a way. You know, if you go to airport security, one of the things they're looking for is nervous people. This is another way to detect if somebody's nervous. Now, again, is this tinfoil hat stuff or is it not? You know, we've been surprised so many times in the last year by capabilities by the NSA, the GCHQ, and other agencies, and now including the CIA, that nobody thought was possible. And, you know, there were early in the Snowden revelations, lots of people said, well, you can't, you know, the NSA cannot crack this type of algorithm. It can't crack that kind of encrypted email communication. Nobody can say that with any certainty. We don't know what they can crack and what they can't crack. My guess is they're working on it. They have huge budgets. They operate in secret. And they could be cracking absolutely everything. We have no idea. And but your point is a great one. With the wearable computing revolution, they'll be able to not only monitor our communications and our metadata and our actual data and what we say to whom and who, where we go and all the rest, but they can monitor our blood sugar and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. It's just a, you know, I have to spend some time thinking about what the implications of that would be. But you're absolutely right. The next phase of mobile computing is wearable computing, and that involves biometrics.